Thanks, Dan. 91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to Your Under the Dial. You're listening to Locals Only, the second hour of the show, where we go out and get a local Arizona band, pull them out of the clubs, put them on the air and into your homes, your car, wherever you are. I'm your host, Michael John Serpy, taking through the next hour. Coming to you live, here's the Runaway Five.
Oh, one more chance to lose. So don't you grill me, there's more luck in my back's up against the wall. I could scream for hours, but there's no one to hear my call. Such a classic interruption. When I come around, say goodnight to the bad guy.
91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to the Runaway 5. I'm Michael John Serp, and you're listening to Locals Only. Thanks for coming here, guys.
Hi.
Yeah. How you doing?
Good.
Yeah. You look like you're doing good. You sound like you're doing great.
Thanks.
Awesome. Let me just take it around the horn. You guys introduce yourselves. Let everyone know who you are.
Hi, I'm Ian. I play the bass.
Very well, too, my man.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I play the keyboards.
I'm Zach. I'm playing the guitar at the moment.
And I'm Bobby, and I play drums.
Awesome, man. Well, that was great. That was a great first three songs.
Thanks.
You guys got a lot of stuff going on. I think, if I'm not mistaken, those three songs are just on a compilation that just came out?
No, actually, those three songs are on our debut EP that we released in April of this year.
So those are on the EP, but you just... compilation just came out. Tell us something about that.
Yeah, it's called Rodeo Sessions, mm-hmm. and it was put out by Worry Doll Records, a local record label and good friends of ours. And we're actually going to be playing the song that's on that comp, soon?
A little bit later.
Stay tuned.
Oh, you're teasing the people. Awesome. So how many songs? Is it just one song you have on the compilation, or is it a few?
Yeah, one song per band, and there were like 15 or 16 bands.
Yeah, 16.
Yeah, okay. It was actually, it's called the Rodeo Sessions because it was recorded over Rodeo Weekend at Worry Doll Records founder and star Tommy Cormier's house.
Oh, okay. It's actually called the Honky Tonk Lagoon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
At Tommy's Honky Tonk Lagoon.
Yeah, he named his house.
That's an awesome name.
Yeah, right? It works.
There's a bunch of good bands on it, though. If you have the opportunity, I highly recommend picking one up.
You could email us, and we'll fill you
in. Yeah, where can folks? Are they in stores anywhere locally, or is it all online right now?
It was a short run, I think, originally, and I don't know if he's planning on getting more of them pressed. I imagine he is.
Oh, yeah.
But I think they might have done pretty well at the release of that comp, which I think was last week.
Cool.
Correct. So.
Bing, bing.
You're right. You're right.
Awesome. So you guys just got the debut EP out that just came out. How long have you been together, all together as a band?
We've been together just a little over 2 years, maybe a lot over 2 years.
Yeah.
Like 3 years?
An awful lot.
I thought we were just going to tell everyone that we were together for 6 months, regardless of.
Yeah. We've been together for 8.5 months now.
Amazing progress.
So, yeah, some of the songs, I think we played most of what we're going to play from the EP just now.
Okay.
I think there may be one more in there, but everything else is pretty new. We kind of have an ever-evolving cast of characters as far as the songs and the gear is concerned.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, what you're doing, it sounds epic. It's very...
Thank you.
It's amazing, especially, like, I heard you guys, this is my first time seeing you, and I've heard great things about you, but... Getting to check you out, especially now. I mean, the radio people can't see me sitting here in the middle of a small room just being annihilated by
you
guys.
It's pretty intimate.
But it's great. It's great. A lot of energy, man. I could definitely see how you get a club going.
Thanks.
All right, let's get back to some music, and then we'll BS a little bit more.
What say you, Ian?
What are you going to play next?
You want to do Rio Now?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do Rio Now. And then another song called Gray Matter, which we're going to use the Game Boy for. We can talk about that in a little.
All right, you're listening to the Runaway 5 on Locals Only.
This song is the one from that compilation that we just mentioned. It's called Love Song for Rio Nuevo.
Here I'm singing.
Local bands on the marquee, the kids are gone, but they're not at home. I will be well when we're no more. What makes this true after the war of zoning boards and franchise stores? I just wanna ride my bike and see the workers all on strike and tearing down Rainbow Bridge. The grand illusions help my men who don't know how to just say when aren't hard to see. It's a great time to be downtown. If you've never been alone,
91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only. Hey, I'm your host, Michael John Serpy. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with the Runaway Five, who are just blazing up this room in here.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
No, thanks for coming, man. It's great to have you. Like I said before, this is great. I just got back into Phoenix and was feeling pretty low energy, and just within like the first four measures of your song, I was like, yeah. So you guys, you've been around for a few years, you said.
Mm-hmm.
Just put out your first EP. Now you guys definitely have you definitely mess around with sound. You definitely mess around with some time signatures. But you just make people want to get up and dance. Like, I just want to get up and shake a rug right now.
Well, that's the idea, I think, ultimately.
We've sort of been going in that direction because, boy, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, like, when you guys got together, did it just fall into place? You're all friends and y'all happen to play stuff? Or did, you know, like, how did the band come together? How did all the elements?
Well, Sarah started the band.
That's true. Yeah, come over here.
Get on over there.
Honestly, that was really...
Sarah, tell the tale of the Runaway Five.
I knew she was too quiet this whole time. I knew she must
have
been.
Well, I don't have a mic, so... yeah. You know, Bobby and I met after a class.
I met Bobby first.
Zach, let her talk, please.
Zach met Bobby once upon a time at a, you know, lunching. And then they forgot each other existed. And then I met Bobby and re-induced each other.
Yeah.
And Ian shortly joined us after, and we all got along.
It was very much a, we were all a bunch of friends that played music, and then we decided to play music together, which is sort of why we've been...
That's why we argue so much.
It's like being in a relationship.
With four people. Well, that's great. I mean, definitely, I mean, you do... I read on the MySpace site, like, you know, who your influences were and stuff. So I kind of had an idea what I might expect, but you definitely are different than what I expected, and definitely different than what most of your influences were, or what they were listed as.
Well, we're definitely an amalgamation. I think we all kind of bring something a little different to the table. Oh, God, that's so cliche.
Look at me
on the radio saying dumb stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, we all come from very different musical backgrounds, like, and that's also a cliche, but I think it's true.
Yeah,
it is. Damn us.
For fitting into that.
No, it's great.
No, but I think it works pretty well.
It does. It definitely does. And it is. You definitely do. Like, I mean, you play a great bass.
Thank you.
And you slap, like, don't take this the wrong way, but sometimes, like, the slap and bass can be pigeonholed into a certain thing. You do it very tastefully, and it just blends in. Great.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Ow, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like the harmonies, I mean, like vocally, but especially the melodies you're doing on the keys over there. Great. You know, and it all blends together. It's just like a can of party.
You know? Oh.
Record title.
Yes.
Oh, well. We should probably discuss record title before we play the next song.
Oh, well, I mean, we don't want to get, too far ahead of ourselves.
So we had this movie idea.
Yeah.
No. Actually, it was a rock opera.
It was a rock opera that we condensed into one song. basically, we came up with this idea, and it was essentially the story for Taming of the Shrew, uh-huh. Except we translated it into a futuristic, post-apocalyptic Germany and replaced all of the women characters in the story with robots. And then we wrote a song about it. It was going to be huge, man. But, you know, what with the economy the way that it is. you know, we just... We couldn't get it off the ground.
Well, it's difficult, the post-apocalyptic things in this...
I was going to say arts.
In this post-9/11 world.
Arts.
You don't want to bum people out.
Dude, honestly, arts, arts fair, kind of...
Yeah.
You'd have to put a hell of a dance beat underneath all that heaviness.
That's
done.
Yeah, and you know what? If that's a challenge...
You'll meet it.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, like, definitely, I mean, you do have kind of like, you know, definitely the video game things playing an influence. You have kind of like a sci-fi, like, quirkiness. Is that just something, some interest that came into it, or like?
Actually, we like to describe our sound in sum total as science fiction, so I it warms my heart that you said that. but no, the video game thing is actually a 1987 DMG-01 Game Boy.
Game.
That is being used at the moment for the backing track that you heard in the last song and the beginning of Gray Matter, which was also on our EP, but without the Game Boy part.
Just to keep you on your toes. It's a little different.
But yeah, it's serving us pretty well as far as the sound that we like to go for. Yeah. We like to sort of put our own, you know, Sarah's keyboards and the Ian slapping and my loud guitar over kind of blend it together with sort of the video gamey electronic sound that you heard.
It's a great spice, man. It definitely does something to the stew that makes it stand out. Yeah. So awesome. Okay, so just again, you're listening live to the Runaway Five. You guys got a website. You also have the MySpace. Got the Twitter.
Yeah. It's I had my picked up my phone earlier. I was Twittering KXCI
while we're on KXCI.
We are Twittering while we are on you.
While we are on you.
Hey, dude. hey, Zach. Yes. I just got a text from Stillsuit. They're listening to us. Hey, Stillsuit.
Hi, Stillsuit.
You guys, you guys rock.
No, but we do have a website. It's the Runaway and then the number five. Yeah. Number five dot. Ditto with the myspace.com/the runaway number five. Okay. And then apparently we're on Twitter.
Should we talk about Canada?
So where can the EP be picked up? You guys selling it through the website?
Just find us on the street. at shows. Actually, that's one thing that I would love to mention is that please buy the EP. If you don't want to buy the EP, everything that we release, everything that we have released, everything that we're going to release, hopefully, is all Creative Commons licensed. And if you go to music.therunaway5.com, you can download everything that we have for free, and all we ask for is your email address so that we can keep you up to date with R5 happenings.
And awesome. That's part of a site called Bandcamp that I strongly recommend anyone who makes their own music look into. It's an incredible resource for musicians and bands. And
yeah, they just host everything, and we don't have to worry about paying for it. It's really very cool.
And that's called, is it bandcamp.org?
Or .com.
.com.
Awesome. Very good. Good tip. Good to know. Well, you know what? Let's get back to the rock and roll.
Yeah.
What do you guys want to play?
I don't know. What do we got? What's on the list?
Let's do that one.
You got it. What's happening?
Oh, that one.
That one.
That is a good one.
We're going to play... This song is called Big Bottoms by Spinal Tap.
You got the headband to back it up.
The rock opera.
So the song is called Primary Function.
Mom.
technical difficulties there.
That's what happens when you play a rock band. We play with a rock band using technology from
1990. Yeah. when your band relies on
that is to say
batteries.
The alkaline battery.
Yeah. Very advanced technology from the future, the 9-volt battery. Oh, sorry. That was rough.
You totally got through it though, man. It was like it was smooth. It was seamless. And it added some drama and excitement to it. I was like, what's going on?
I hope that everybody else felt that. Did you feel
as opposed to sheer
panic?
Feel
it,
yeah.
The excitement,
even this one you gave me,
the drama.
Was bad. 9-volt batteries. They have a death grip around the neck of the local musician,
that's
man.
That's right.
I know.
Scoundrel,
they got you by the short hairs.
That's it.
They really do.
Marahute.
If it's all right with you, can we do a ukulele one?
Yeah.
You want to do that?
Sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cool. I'm going to take this off real quick.
Okay.
We
have
this
one more to finish it.
This one
after
also,
this one?
Yeah.
You have one more?
Okay.
We got about 10 minutes. So
well,
after this one, we'll take a break and talk a little bit.
Okay, cool.
Maybe we should, Zach, maybe we should do the scoundrel instead. We only
oh,
have 10
just
minutes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine with me.
Never mind. Due to time constraints.
Yeah, let's chit-chat. What's up, Ian?
Not much, Bobby.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
I don't
have any headphones anymore because my headphones died,
what?
So... I'm just gonna wing. Yeah, is it?
Yeah,
I don't know if that's weird.
No, it's alright.
We're stealing everything
there
from Kings.
I know there's
yeah.
not much coming through that.
Yeah, there's really not. Yeah. But what are you gonna do?
The Runaway Five. We're powering through.
I was gonna say we don't need to rely on the Game Boy anymore. So.
Cool.
Street that leads him nowhere.
91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only. I'm Michael John Serpy. I'm coming to you live from Studio A with the Runaway Five. Do you guys got a four-minute song? Should we do rock and roll, or do you want to talk a little bit and finish out the set by that?
Bobby, name that song.
Marute?
All right.
Well, you got...
Yeah.
We'll play... the fifth song from the EP, so now we've
okay.
This one's called Marahute.
All right, we got to be done at 9:57, so rock it till then.
Let's just, if you we guys... don't finish it, let's just end it at the 57, so everyone watches it.
No matter there you what go. It is.
Just last note.
And okay. Real quick, you guys got a show on the 12th
yes, at... Yes, affirmative.
At Plush with Mr. Gnome and Sketching in Stereo, and we're also playing on the 20th with the famous Ghost Cow.
Yeah, Ghost Cow.
Woo!
At the Hut.
All right. Runaway 5, locals only.
KXCI. Yeah, it was an honor to be here. We all love
you. Hey, you guys.
Very good job.
There's like an